Well, I think it's a good thing I looked through that pile. So I'm putting my notes together here, and I'm grabbing some stuff, and I'm saying, you know, I don't know if this is going to take the whole podcast, so I should check through all my pile of notes here to look for some other short things I could talk about. Short things. And I found this, which I remember I started talking about this a bunch of episodes ago, reading about the Billion Bimbo Bitch March, and I never finished it. Here it is. Thank God. Yes. So anyhow, guess what we're going to talk about? We're not going to talk about the book, The Internet is Not the Answer, just because I'm on a roll, but we'll get to that soon. We'll finish it up. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, because all your safe space are belong to us. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Furious cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility that Trump and Fuhrer is president, whether you like it or not. Actually, by the time you hear this, it will have already come out. This will be Friday's podcast. This is still the 12th of February in the year of our Lord, the Trump of Fuhrer, 2017. On Tuesday's edition of Linkage, I got some great Trump and Fuhrer videos in there. It's pretty fucking awesome. So by the time this comes out, you have already seen them, and you will either have laughed or you will be triggered and you will understand the joke. All your safe space are belong to us, which was pretty fucking funny. I still remember all your base are belong to us. Some of the millennials are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Who cares? Have my hot tea. Not hottie, but hot tea. It's the mint hot tea, of course. Greetings, I am the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs, here at the studio, in the control room, on the other side of glass, seen and not heard, the way women should be, the lovely and adorable Randy. As I said, it's February 17th, year of our Lord, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017, theme song, You Know I'm Right, by David Gilmour, of his 1984 album, About Face. David Gilmour is, of course, a left-wing socialist, but he's also rich. I notice he's not giving much of his money to those poor people he claims to care about, but then again, rich leftists never fucking do. Okay, before I delve back into the Billion Bimbo March, the Billion Bitch Bimbo March, one last thing I want to wrap up from all the notes I had from the previous two episodes, which was all going to be one episode, but as usual, I tangent too much. All right, so here's the last thing I want to throw out. You may or may not remember, there at one time was a TV show called Mad TV, like Mad Magazine, and basically, it was a comedy sketch show. It was like Saturday Night Live. Now, I haven't watched Saturday Night Live since back in the days when it was actually funny with the original cast. You know, Gilda Radner, Jane Curtin, Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Garrett Morris, and Dan Aykroyd. I think that was all of them. I think that sounds like the gambit. Anyhow, back in the day, it was funny, and then they all left, and other people showed up, and it's like, who the fuck are these people? Mad TV is the same sort of concept. I'm not exactly sure when Mad TV came out, but here's the thing. I remembered Mad TV being somewhat funny. I also remembered there being this hot chick on there, which there's always a hot chick somewhere. And if you have pictures of hot chicks, you can send them to me at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can also send questions if you want. You can send comments. You can send your opinions. Send anything you fucking want to send. Doesn't mean I'll give a shit. And so I put the Mad TV disc in my Netflix queue. Netflix, the same company that's bringing us a TV show, Netflix, or whatever the fuck you call it, called Dear White People, which is, of course, how all white people are racist. You know, let me just throw this out. Have you noticed? Now, I'm not saying black people are less intelligent than Muslims. I'm not saying that. I'm going to tell you something which is true, which is undeniably true, and I want you to make your own fucking conclusions from it. And I'm sure your conclusions will either be the same as mine, or if you're a left-wing statist, social justice warrior, femistatist cunt, your conclusions will be the patriarchy. Muslims are leaving Muslim countries because the Muslim countries suck. Black people in the United States claim that they are victims of racism and oppression and the United States sucks. Do you see any of those black people leaving the United States? I'm not saying Muslims are smarter than black people, because Muslims are smart enough to leave a place that sucks and go someplace better, and black people aren't smart enough to leave a place that sucks and go someplace better. No, I'm not saying that. I mean, that could be a conclusion. Or, of course, your conclusion could be that the black people aren't leaving the United States, which is racist and sexist and homophobic and oppressing them, because the patriarchy and racism are preventing them from leaving. You could make whatever fucking conclusion you want to make. I'm just throwing out an observation. As much as the United States sucks for all these poor, oppressed black people, you notice not many of them are leaving. That's racist. So Mad TV, the first disc, season one, disc one, shows up in my Netflix queue. Finally, you know, Netflix, the company that hates white people, and shows up in my mailbox. I throw it in, I'm watching it. And I'm watching this, and I'm asking myself, doing my accents here, I'm asking myself, because I don't watch TV. If you're new to the podcast, I don't have cable TV. I haven't seen Saturday Night Live. I know there's what's that guy? He's supposed to be Colbert Report or so. There's stuff. Okay, there's stuff on TV that's supposed to be funny. All right. I haven't seen any of this. I haven't watched any recent sitcoms. I have not seen, and I really don't watch comedies, actually. Just as far as movies, especially not recent ones. There's older comedies that I have that I love. There's Caddyshack is fucking hilarious. There is, I guess Ferris Bueller's Day Off is kind of a comedy, but it's kind of not. Revenge of the Nerds. That's how old school I am. Revenge of the Nerds, fucking hilarious. Revenge of the Nerds 2, not so much. Revenge of the Nerds, great movie. If you want to understand my sense of humor, watch Revenge of the Nerds and understand that I think that movie is mind-blowingly hilarious. That will probably explain to you my sense of humor. Okay. So the point is, I am completely out of touch with what is funny and not funny and allowed and not allowed in the year 2017, in the climate of political correctness and censorship and diversity and tolerance and multiculturalism and speech codes and all this other stuff. So I'm watching Mad TV, disc one, season one, first episode, second episode. I just started the third episode earlier today. And I'm thinking to myself, holy shit, this is racist and sexist. Could you do this on TV today? Now, I don't know, but if you're up on pop culture, get season one, disc one, watch this, and you let me know. So they do a skit, and they do a lot of like takeoffs on, and that's one of the things I remember about the show being so good. Remember, I haven't seen this show in a long time, so I'm watching it. We'll see if it's really as funny as I remember it being. And so far, there's some pretty funny shit. They do a lot of, spoofs. That's the word I'm looking for. Spoofs on music videos. I remember them being funny. They did one of those. Anyway, they do spoofs on like TV, movie trailers, not TV. TV shows too, but movie trailers. And they did a spoof on a trailer for a movie called Red Tide 2. And in the movie, Red Tide 2, it stars Whoopi Goldberg and some other chick, because there's three women on the cast. One of them's a black girl, and the other two are white girls. And so it's the black woman, Deborah Watson, I think her name is. Anyway, and I can't remember the other chick's name. It's Deborah something, and then some other chick, the white chick. So anyway, they're on a nuclear submarine, and the nuclear submarine is staffed entirely by women. The black woman is playing Whoopi Goldberg in the movie, and Whoopi Goldberg's character has had a hysterectomy. The other female character is playing the captain of the nuclear submarine. Whoopi Goldberg is the first officer, the XO. And the woman who is the captain in the submarine is all hysterical and wants to launch the missiles. And the Whoopi Goldberg character is trying to explain, "Captain, we only got a partial message. You can't launch the missile. You can't attack Russia. What's going on is just all of your menstrual cycles have all synchronized and you're all on the rag." And so it's this whole shtick about how they want to launch the nuclear missiles and attack Russia because the entire female crew of the nuclear submarine is on the rag at the same time. And I'm looking at this and I'm laughing. I'm laughing until my eyes are watering. And I'm asking myself, could you put this on television in the year 2017? Could you? I don't know. Then, there's two black guys on the cast. So it's like there's three chicks and I want to say five guys, two black guys. One of the black guys comes out and he's talking about, "Yeah, my father was from..." The fuck does he say? His father was from somewhere in Africa, and he's wearing, it's like a close-up of him, and he's got the African, the little African hat, like round hat, and the African shirt on with the, you know, African patterns and everything. And then he says, "Yeah, and my mother," or it's his mother was from Africa, one of his parents was from Africa, and he says, "And my mother was from Scotland," and the camera pulls back and he's wearing a kilt. And then he starts going off about how he has formed, wait for it, I feel very certain you could not put this on television today. He has formed the Mulatto Entertainers Association. Now, I have a hard time believing that you could make a joke on television today about being half black and half white and calling it mulatto. I'm pretty fucking sure mulatto at this point is right up there with nigger, especially since we had a mulatto president for 8 years who, you know, ended poverty and gave everybody free health care and, of course, we know, closed Guantanamo Bay. He then goes on to say that he is putting the Mulatto Entertainers Association, I'm not making any of this up, guys, is putting on the first ever Mulatto Rock Festival, and it is entitled Light Skins, Heavy Thoughts, Half Breeds, and Others on Parade. Yes, my friends, a black man in a comedy show came on the TV and said, "Half breeds and others on parade." Half breeds. Could anybody, black or white, say the phrase half breeds on television in the year 2017 about people who are half black and half white? Would this be allowed? I have a feeling it wouldn't. This is why it's always important to look to the past to see what has been lost. And this is why, as a society, we will never gain more freedom. I've told the story before about, and I'm trying to make this short. We know how I am at making things short, right? I talk to the kids I know, like these little 16, 17, 18-year-old girls. And yes, I know 16, 17, 18-year-old girls. Yes, I'm trying to have sex with some of them. Only the 18-year-olds. The others, I can wait a while. Anyway, I know them. I tell them the stories, right? I love watching them freak out. I tell them about how you used to be able to go to an airport. There was no such thing as TSA. And you could just walk out onto the tarmac at the airport, and there's an airplane, and you could just stand there. And it blows their minds because they have no point of reference for this. To them, the TSA touching their bodies and feeling them up is normal. They will never desire a time in their lives when the TSA does not touch them in airports, because they do not know that there was a time when that didn't happen. People think today that they have freedom of speech because they don't recognize there was a time when you could say the phrase half-breed on television and it was funny and people laughed. The fucking millennials today, you say words like mulatto or half-breed to them, and you're a member of the Klan. Let's get back to the Billion Bimbo Bitch March. Fortunately, I marked my place. Okay, the huge crowd delighted in the icon feminist Gloria Steinem, 82, still alive, unfortunately, who was among the first of the speakers. Quote, "This is the upside of the downside," she exulted. Quote, "This is an outpouring of democracy like I've never seen in my very long life," unquote. Okay, a bunch of fucking stupid bitches who don't have jobs showing up in a public place and standing around wearing pussy hats, that is not democracy. Democracy was the part where there was an election and Donald Trump won. That was the democracy part. Okay? And democracy is not a good thing. Okay? But no, standing around holding up a sign wearing a pussy hat is not democracy. Standing around outside contributing nothing to the economy, I mean, other than the airplane ticket you bought with your husband's money, the hotel room you paid for with your husband's money, all the food in the restaurants you're paying for with your husband's money, all of which stimulates the economy and takes money away from your husband who is at home cooking his own food while you're on vacation at the Pussy March. Other than that, you standing around outside wearing a pussy hat holding up a sign contributes nothing to the planet Earth. And it sure as fuck is not democracy. Clinton did not attend the march, probably because she was too physically ill to show up, but tweeted her gratitude. Quote, "Thanks for standing, speaking, and marching for our values at Women's March. Important as ever. I truly believe we're always stronger together." Unquote. Oh, we're still strong together? Well, if we're stronger together, why don't you unite behind the Trumpenfuhrer? The size of the gathering proved challenging. Yeah, the size of my gathering is often challenging to women. The audio... So, here we go. Here's what happens when women try to organize and run something. Great one. Why do you say women shouldn't be allowed to have jobs? Why do you say women shouldn't be allowed to make decisions? Oh, I don't know. Let's explore what happens when women try to organize an event. The size of the gathering proved challenging because math was involved. No, just kidding about the math. The audio from sound system did not reach everyone in the massive crowd. This was written by a journalist, of course, and therefore is incorrect. It should say the audio from the sound system did not reach everyone in the massive crowd, and far more portable toilets were needed. Because when women are organizing something, it's not like they would say, hey, let's see, we're women. It takes us like 20 minutes to go to the bathroom. We have to go to the bathroom every, what, 7 or 8 minutes. Maybe we should order more than 3 porta toilets. Ah, nah, 3 is enough. It'll be fine. When the toilets behind the stage broke down, how can the toilets behind the stage break down? Porta toilets don't have moving parts. Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't your money. What did you do? Buy like expensive fucking porta toilet systems that have moving parts and shit? Why didn't you get the fucking plastic porta toilets that don't have moving parts? Oh, that's right. It's for behind the stage. You're special. Like, you're too special to go and piss in a fucking plastic porta toilet. Oh no, you need the expensive one that actually flushes real water and then subsequently breaks down and becomes non-functional, right? Because common sense is not as important as your fucking comfort. Because you can't use just a normal plastic fucking chemical filled fucking porta toilet like fucking normal people. Oh no, you have a vagina. You're special. You're a snowflake. Okay, this is what happens when women organize an event. When the toilets behind the stage broke down, security instructed women, because women couldn't figure it out on their own, to use cups and ushered them into a box truck for privacy. So the women ended up pissing in cups in the back of a truck. Quote, I'm afraid to shake anyone's hand, unquote, one woman joked.
Oh, that's called woman humor. Oh, that's so funny.
Although the marchers were mostly female and white, it's the most fucking privileged group of people to ever assemble on the planet Earth, a fucking white woman from North America. Nobody is more pampered. Nobody does more environmental destruction. Men and people of color also joined the throngs. John Fisher, a 34-year-old locksmith from Grand Rapids, Michigan, a shithole, drove more than 9 hours with his wife, Kara Eagle. Notice that, as I fuck with the computer, notice that Kara Eagle is the wife of John Fisher, but they don't have the same last name. Could be worse, though. Could be hyphenated. He drove more than 9 hours with his wife. Oh, what a good little beta male. I would have told her, no, you're going by yourself, and fuck no, you're not taking the car. Not only did he pay for his wife to go down here with her little pussy hat and talk about how much she hates white men, but I'm sure he did the driving as well. He actually drove the bitch here so that she could talk about how much she hates white men. What a fucking... I would have been like, bitch, hitchhike. Fuck you. Of course, I wouldn't be married. It's a good example of why. So I'm at the grocery store today. Because in the earlier episodes, we talked about women and their body hair and mustaches and stuff. So I'm at the grocery store, and I'm getting on my shit. And as usual, the way it always works out, it's when I first get there, I never see any hot chicks. But then I'm all loaded down with shit, and I'm ready to go. And it's like, oh, dude, there's a hot babe. So I see this hot babe from a distance, but I'm already in line. So I'm like, ah, fuck it, whatever. You know, life goes on. So I'm standing there in line, and boom, the hot chick comes up behind me in the line. I turn around, I'm messing, choking with her, and everything's going good, and now we're just chatting. I get a little bit closer and look, and there's the mustache. This, and not just, not the subtle little, no, it's a fucking mustache. It's like, dude, you got nice, she had nice curly hair, she had nice figure, she had a cute butt, she had perfect tits, and she's got a mustache that's thicker than mine. It's like, gross. Fucking gross. And because it's Fort Collins and she's a woman and she's under the age of 30, I can promise you there's a 90% chance that she voted for Hillary Clinton and a 60% chance she's a social justice warrior. All right, back to the article. I'm here to support my wife, Fisher said. I don't care who you are, women impact your life, and there's no reason why they shouldn't have the same rights as men. Unquote. Oh, you sound so enlightened, you fucking beta male pussy-whipped fag. Yes, women should have the same rights as men. They should have the same rights to an abortion that men have. They should have the same rights to alimony and child support that men do. They should die at work as often as men do. They should be subject to the draft, just like men are. Yeah, they should have the same rights as men, but they don't, because they're special. They're privileged. They have all these fucking privileges that men will never have. Remember, every time a man fails, it's his fault. He's got to fucking find a way out of it. But when a woman fails, oh, she will be bailed out by man or men. Her husband, her boyfriend, her brother, her father, the government, the taxpayers, whoever it is. There will always be a man available to bail out a woman when she fucks up. Yes, I would love it if women had the same rights that men do. That would be fantastic. But they don't. They have a whole plethora of extra special privileges. Cynthia English, a 61-year-old Jamaican-American who lives in Florida, you're either Jamaican or American, you don't get to be both, says she wants the new president to know. She wants the new president to know that women will be fighting during his presidency to ensure that the country and the laws treat them equally. Really, will women be treated equally, or will they continue to receive affirmative action and preferential hiring in the workplace? Will women be treated equally, or will they continue to get custody of the children in divorce settlements most of the time? Will women get treated equally, or will they serve shorter prison sentences, on average, than men do for the same crime? I have a feeling women will not be treated equally, and if women were treated equally, this fucking stupid cunt would lose her fucking mind. She was with her daughter and marching for her two granddaughters. So she has granddaughters. You're 61 years old, you have granddaughters. That means if you pumped out a kid when you were 20, when you're 40, your kid is 20. So your kid then, oh no, okay. Pumps out. Oh, okay. No, never mind. I was doing some math there. I was oppressing women. It's okay. You can be a 60-year-old grandmother. It's fine. If you're a 40-year-old grandmother, we have a problem. She is with her daughter and marching for her two granddaughters in the hope that no future president feels comfortable making lewd comments about women. Oh, I don't want anyone to feel comfortable making comments. Again, the admission from these people that they can't control their own emotions. Donald Trump said something about women and it hurt my feelings. Girls, other people are not here to manage your emotions for you. Okay? You need to learn to manage your emotions. This is one more reason why women are not equal to men. Men have to manage their own emotions. Nobody shows up and does it for us. You women, you can't do it. You cannot manage your own fucking emotions. You need other people to manage your emotions for you. Quote, I don't want this to happen to them 20 years from now, so I am making my mark now. Said English, who wondered, quote, why are we the ones that bring people into this world and we are treated the worst? We should be treated with respect. Unquote. Again, you stupid fucking whore. How are you not being treated with... You are a fucking... Well, this one is Jamaican-American, but that doesn't mean she isn't white. You're a fucking woman in North America. How... What? Is anyone cutting your clitoris off? Is anyone raping you in the street and then stoning you to death because you're not a virgin? Are you having to walk two steps behind a man? No, you have a... Because you're a woman and you're black, you have double affirmative action, making sure you get a job. You have a worthless fucking diploma. You were able to travel from Florida to Washington, D.C. I bet you didn't have to walk. I bet you could afford an airplane ticket. I bet you're staying in a nice hotel. Well, this is oppression? Being able to afford to fly from Florida to Washington, D.C. and stay in a hotel and walk around with a pussy hat on, you call that oppression. You are a dumb fucking bitch. The sooner you get put into a concentration camp by the Trumpenfuhrer and exterminated, the sooner the world would become a better place. You are not oppressed, you dumb fucking bitch. This notion that fucking people who can buy airplane tickets and stay in hotels are oppressed. Fucking Christ. You shouldn't be treated with respect. You have to earn respect. And the stupidity you're exhibiting, you're not earning any respect by doing what you're doing and saying what you're saying. No, you should not be treated with... Again, we bring people into this world. Oh my God, you make babies. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Newsflash number one. According to people like you, there's no difference between men and women. The differences between men and women are just a social construct. Second of all, that's it. That's all you've got. I make babies. And this is the trump card that women constantly play. I have a vagina. I make babies. Give me free stuff. The concept of earning your way through life has just never fucking occurred to you. The concept of earning respect has never... No. You have a fucking hole between your legs. You spit out a goddamn baby. And because you can spit out a baby, you think the entire world is supposed to just drop to their knees and kiss your fucking ass. If you're so fucking oppressed in the United States, why don't you immigrate to a Muslim country where you could have some freedom and tolerance and diversity and be away from all the racist, sexist, heterophobic, white, or homophobic white men? Get the fuck out! Right? Those of us who are, you know, if you're a libertarian, you hear this all the time. You say, well, I'm a libertarian, blah, blah. Well, why don't you go to Somalia? Why don't you motherfuckers go to Somalia? Why don't you go to Canada? CommiesToCanada.com. We're over at CommiesToCanada.com. Go over there. You can register if you're a commie and you need to go to Canada. We can help get you there. We have various fundraising levels where people can contribute money, services, time, whatever, to help get you to Canada, to help get you out of the United States before the Trump and Fuhrer puts you into a concentration camp. CommiesToCanada.com. The crowd was buoyant, even joyous. Many held up signs, quote, I am very upset, unquote. Oh my God, she's very upset. And, quote, love trumps hate, unquote. And bridges, not walls. While others took videos of the experience on their cell phones. I'm on my cell phone. Oh my God, I took a selfie of myself at the Bunny and Bimbo March. Oh my God, it was like I had my pussy hat on. And I was like, oh my God, I spent 7 years in college getting a degree in international relations and hyphenated studies. And everything I've ever done in my life, it has accumulated in this moment, because I'm like, here, I'm at the billion bimbo bitch march, and I'm like surrounded by all these like-minded, and they care about social justice, and we're gonna show that love trumps hate, and we're gonna have to piss in plastic cups in the back of a truck because we don't know how to rent porta potties that don't have moving parts because we're so special and we make babies, and so it's not like we could urinate in just a regular plastic porta potty like men do, because we're equal to men, but we're so much better than men are, and that's why men are oppressing us, because the patriarchy is like holding us down, because I should be making like easily 6 figures a year with my diploma in international communications and hyphenated studies, but I can't get a job anywhere other than at the restaurant where I'm a bartender, because, you know, the patriarchy is holding me down, and I voted for Obama twice, and you know, it's like he saved the world and he did everything and he fixed the economy, he made everybody equal. But now that Donald Trump is president, like all the equality has been taken away, and like I'm being treated like an object, and nobody's respecting me because I have a liberal arts degree and I make babies and I'm the center of the universe and I need you to manage my emotions for me.
DC police said they had made no march-related arrest compared with more than 200 Friday when protesters created chaos in downtown Washington. March organizers briefly considered suspending the formal march to the Ellipse out of concern the crowd had grown too large to safely navigate the route to the White House. Right, because women are so stupid that they wouldn't be able to walk down the street without hurting themselves. So there's too many women here. We might have to cancel the march because walking down the street could be too large to safely navigate. Don't any of these women know how to use a map? But speakers soon told the marchers to set out. Lorraine Lahuta, 66, another fucking old person, who came to the march from New York City, said that at times she wasn't sure where to go, but that it never felt chaotic. So it's kind of like your life. You're not sure where to go. You just kind of walk around and wait for men to give you free stuff. It's like, oh, I'll just go get a diploma in anything because I'll be able to get a job because companies are forced to hire women because of affirmative action. I don't actually need a diploma in anything useful. I don't need any kind of actual useful skills or trades or anything like that. I'll just get a diploma in some hyphenated studies and some international communications, and somebody will give me a job because someone will need to hire me because I can make babies because they got to fill a government-issued quota. Judith Snyder Wagner, hyphenated last name, there's your first indicator, a 67-year-old, there's your second indicator, former, there's your third indicator, fundraising consultant, there's your fourth indicator. That's four indicators right there, hyphenated, 67, former, and fundraising consultant. Four fucking indicators. Learn to read the messages, guys. If a girl doesn't, she looks cute from a distance, she has nice hair and a cute butt, if she has a mustache, you don't have to be rude to her, you just stop talking to her, and well, you ain't even stop talking to her, I just was practicing, but you don't try to get a fucking date with her, okay? She has a fucking mustache. Now, the best part, she was buying some stuff. I said, hey, you're doing a lot of cooking, right? She says, yeah, it's a 50th birthday party. And I looked at her and I said, 50? Wow, you know, you don't look a day over 22. And she got this little look on her face. Oh, fuck you. I mean, I'm talking to this girl a couple of days ago, and she said something. I said, yeah, I can do that. And I turned around and I walked off because I had to go get something. And I came back and she says, oh, you had to go. I thought you had to go get something. I thought you were just walking away from me. And I said, yeah, I was walking away from you because you're annoying me. And she looked at me and she says, are you serious? And I said, I don't know. You figure it out. And oh my God. Honestly, guys, this is the honest God truth. I have never been a person to be rude to other people, especially not chicks. But with the fucking pussy hats and just the ongoing manifestation of this hatred of white men, I am becoming less and less reluctant to be rude to women. I really am. And you stupid whores are bringing this on yourself, and you're too stupid to know that. I'm treating women like shit a little bit more every fucking day. I'm just tired of your shit, girls. Tired of your fucking shit. And this has always been one of my problems with getting women, is that I'm too fucking nice. I'm aware of it. Being aware of it doesn't mean I can always overcome it, because, you know, when you're a human, you get your patterns, you get your habits, you fall into them, and you have to resist these. You have to actively break out of your rut. And certainly I can do it sometimes, but just when I'm doing shit and going through life just normal and I got other things on my mind, it's like, oh, I got a grocery store, get shit, I got to go over here and run this errand, whatever, right? You go into autopilot in those situations. And my autopilot in the past has been being nice to women. You know, you open the door for them. If they drop something, you pick it up. When you say something, you say nice things to them regardless of what's going through your mind. And more and more, my autopilot is shifting, right? This boogeyman that you fucking cunts have created, that there are these white men out there who hate you and want to rape you and say nasty things about you and want to grab your pussy. You know, after repeating that so many times, it's becoming easier for me to act that way. After hearing it over and over and over. It's the self-fulfilling prophecy. If you girls keep whining about this, you're going to get more of it. And I'm prepared to give it to you. I am prepared to tell all of you to suck a fucking dick. Judith Snyder Wagner, 67-year-old former fundraising consultant, came because she sensed a shift in the rural blue-collar community near Canton, Ohio, where she lives with her wife, Joy. Oh, she's married to a woman. Oh, she's so enlightened. A neighbor mowed a piece of grass recently along their property line and put up a Trump sign facing their home. Oh my God, someone put up a Trump sign in their own fucking yard. This bitch must be so oppressed. Wow, maybe she should go to a Muslim country where she'd have more freedom. I make babies. You can't put up a Trump sign in your yard. I make babies. Someone recently drove through the neighborhood flying a Confederate flag. Believe it or not, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, every once in a while there's this pickup I see driving around with a Confederate flag. Oh, it makes my heart glow. Remember, for those of you, if you're new to the podcast, I was born in Georgia, raised in Texas. We, the royal we of the Confederacy, we left. You, Yankee scum, you came to our country and you killed us and made us come back. And now you sit around and talk about how racist we are. No, no, we left. You killed us until we came back. Go fuck yourself, Yankee scum. The Confederacy is an occupied territory of the United States. We left and formed our own country. You came and killed us and made us come back. Go fuck thyself. We've been afraid, Judith Snyder Wagner said, her voice quivering. She was limping up the sidewalk on Independent Avenue. She had had both her knee and hip replaced. I wonder where she got the money for that knee and hip replacement. I wonder if she paid for that with cash that she earned at a job. Or I wonder if she had subsidized Obamacare. Subsidized by white men who work for a living. I wonder which it was. She's so oppressed. She can afford knee and hip replacement. My God, there's so much fucking oppression in her life. Did you know that in a lot of Muslim countries and African countries and Indonesian countries, did you know there's a whole lot of people who can't afford to have their knee and hip replaced? But this hyphenated last name fucking cunt, she's so fucking oppressed because her neighbor put a Trump sign in his yard. And how dare that motherfucker put a Trump sign in his yard? She makes babies. This is what makes it easy for people like me, an anarcho-capitalist, who subscribes to the non-aggression theory. This is what makes it easy for me to hate you with every ounce of my existence. This constant fucking whining. Somebody put a Trump sign in his yard. A man drove down the street, the public street. Who's going to build the roads? The government built that road. Everybody sees flying a Confederate flag in his, it's his pickup, it's his flag. He didn't steal the money from you to buy the pickup. He didn't steal money from you to buy the flag. He didn't steal money from you to buy the, make the fucking road. No, you're a fucking welfare parasite. As a woman, you get more money from the government than you pay in, and you can afford, because of taxpayer subsidies via Obamacare, to have your knee and hip replaced, but you're going to sit here and fucking whine about how goddamn oppressed you are? She held a cane in one hand and a poster in the other. Quote, "We just feel..." The hatred is welling up inside me. It is. I mean it. We just feel. Okay, your feelings are not reality, you stupid fucking cunt. We just feel like we're going to lose our civil rights. Really? What civil rights do you think you're going to lose? Why do you feel like this? How do you think that buying an airplane ticket and flying into Washington, D.C. and staying in a hotel and eating in a restaurant and walking around in public with a pussy hat on your head, how do you think that's going to protect these so-called civil rights that you think you have, even though you can't fucking define what a right even is? This is nothing but a bunch of goddamn parasites who cannot manage their own emotions. They have no reason to be alive. They have no purpose in the world. They are just fucking parasites. But they make babies, and because they make babies, they think they should just get their asses kissed all the time. The couple... We're still referring to Judith Snyder Wagner and her wife, Joy. The couple boarded a bus. Oh, okay, they took a bus. They didn't fly. See, I was wrong. See how I admit when I was wrong? The couple boarded a bus at 1 a.m. Saturday in Ohio and would head home less than 24 hours later. "We needed to feel inspired," Joy Snyder Wagner said, looking around. "And we do." How fucking worthless can you be if looking at a bunch of fucking dumb whores wearing pussy hats inspires you? That's inspiring? There's nothing about that that is inspiring. It's pathetic, but it's not inspiring. "Trump's election was the wake-up call that progressives needed," said Aaron Edlow, 28, the membership director of the Virginia Beach Young Democrats. Now, this is something that I said. I said that if Trump got elected, the left-wing would fucking, you know, explode. They would go crazy. Suddenly, all these people on the left would suddenly magically discover that government can be bad, that killing people is wrong, that war is a bad thing, right? All the shit that was ignored for 8 years of Obama, killing people in foreign countries with flying robots, indefinite detention, NSA spying on people. You notice how all of a sudden now the left has noticed that, ooh, the government does bad things. Ooh, look! They were in a coma for 8 fucking years. Now they're awake. She was in town with her sister to demonstrate her support for the rights of immigrants. Okay, immigrants don't have rights, legally speaking. Okay, if you're coming to, you're either a citizen and you have rights, or you're not a citizen and you don't have rights. End of discussion. Thanks for coming. The rights of immigrants and of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Oh my God, the LGBTKKK. Again, I'm tell me the last time a homosexual was thrown off of a building in the United States. Democracy is not a spectator sport, Ed Lowe said. No, democracy is a joke. Democracy is a failure. The march turned into a star-studded event. Oh, we cut the celebrities. Right? I'm an actor. I have political opinions, and I'm really smart because I'm an actor. I can remember my lines sometimes. I can only act in movies because I have to do multiple takes. That's a little theater snobbery. In theater, we're a little snobbier because in theater, you have to do the entire play, start to finish, all the way through. You have to be able to remember all your lines. You have to be able to do them in order, and you have to act the entire time. When you're making a movie or a television show, if you fuck up, they stop the camera and you start over. Newsflash, that's not real acting. It's not. Sorry, girls, not real acting. Little theater snobbery for you listeners out there. The march turned into a star-studded event with celebrity... Wait, Madonna's still a celebrity? With celebrities such as Madonna, Janelle Monáe, which I've never heard of, Scarlett Johansson, who used to be fuckable but isn't anymore because she hit the wall, and Ashley Judd, who I recognize the name but have no idea who the fuck she is, making appearances. D.C. Mayor Muriel E. Bowser, D for Democrat. I had to point out that the mayor of Washington, D.C. is a Democrat because, oh, we'd have never figured that one out on our own. Introduced herself as a proud, quote, chick mayor, unquote, and implored the Republican majority in Congress to stop meddling in the district's local lawmaking. Okay, the District of Columbia should not even have a government, and they sure as hell shouldn't have electoral college votes. It's not a fucking state, okay? Just shut up, whore, and stop meddling in my fucking tax money. Try that on for size, you fucking bitch. I don't need to bother with the other side. I'm always right. Oh, and it's good. It's so good. It is good to be always right.